Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, April 18th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 79. Well, today, of course, the big news is the S&P warning of U.S. credit rating caused the stock market to slide. I can talk a little bit about that, a little bit about current events today. Also, a little about me as I am sick again. Got sick on Friday, maybe, and it actually didn't feel too bad. I mean, I'm still working out and stuff, but I could tell something's not right. First, you know, you never know. Is it allergies? Do I have a cold? But it's a cold. But anyways, I'm working out. Anyways, screw it. Going on my bike rides. Okay, so here's today in a nutshell. American stocks slide. Hong Kong stocks are sliding. Japanese shares stumble. Australian shares are weaker. Nissan expects drop in exports. So there you go. It's the Dow's worst day in a month, according to MarketWatch.com. And as you can tell, that's one of my favorite news websites. Japan ministers confident in U.S. Treasuries after S&P move. Well, what if they said something different, right? What else are they going to say? You always do that, right? It's kind of like when you say you have faith in your closer, like the Minnesota Twins and Nathan, right? And I'm not a Minnesota Twins fan, but they've got, I can't remember his first name is. Anyways, you know, he had surgery, right? So his fastball used to be 95 miles an hour, and it's 90 miles an hour. And so the first couple weeks of the season, they're like, well, we have faith in Nathan, but guess what? He's not a closer anymore. Anyways, so here you have the Japanese ministers confident in their closer, U.S. Treasuries. See, what did they say? Did they say anything exciting? The United States is tackling fiscal issues in various ways, so I still think U.S. Treasuries are basically an attractive product for us, Finance Minister Yoshihiko Noda said. Basically an attractive product. Basically leaves a little bit of margin of error, right? Of course it does. Let's go to Arizona. A lot of fun things happen in Arizona, right? Arizona Governor Brewer vetoes bills to allow guns on public college campuses. This one makes sense, right? Why in the heck does anybody need a gun on a college campus? I guess you could expand that to cities, counties, states, but colleges or kids or centers of education, I don't know. I don't think students need to be carrying guns, right? Should be carrying books or e-books on their Kindles or iPads. Anyways, I like the ideas of guns at school, so I'm glad she vetoed that. How much did Barack Obama and Michelle Obama make in 2010? $1.8 million. That's less than the 5.5 they made in 2009 and 2.6 in 2008. Slower book sales. Well, they need to write more books, right? That's coming. That's coming, by the way. But hey, here's some good news. Look at this. Well, first of all, his salary is $395K, right? He paid more than $500,000 in federal and state taxes and donated $245,000 to three dozen charities. So, good job, Mr. President and Mrs. President. $245K to charities. Good job. Let's see if there's anything else about where they... The largest gift, $131,075, went to the Fisher House Foundation, which provides humanitarian assistance to families of wounded U.S. military personnel. That's a good cause. Good for you, Mr. President. Okay, so what is the single best exercise? Is it the butterfly? No. It's the worst exercise. Wait a minute. I do a lot of... Oh, the swimming? Oh. Well, I don't swim. Let's see. Is this a swimming article? Bum, bum, bum. So brisk walking is far and away the best single exercise. There you go. Michael Joyner, MD, professor of anesthesiology at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and a leader in endurance exercise. This is from the New York Times magazine section. So there you go. Brisk walking. It aids material and weight control. Middle-aged women who walk for at least an hour a day maintain their weight over the decades. Those who didn't gained weight. I think there should be a comma in that sentence. So, hey, that's pretty good, right? So, exercise. Walk is a good one. Here's an article from the Sacramento Bee, my hometown. Sacramento Aging Commission to examine end of life medical treatment. Death commissions, death panels. Hey, that's it for Monday. Hey, you know what? I didn't talk too much about the stock market other than it is under a bit of pressure today. It sold off because, well, let's just say because it needed to. It was basically at a double top, right? It was looking for an excuse to sell off. And my goodness, what an excuse to have the S&P down or potentially downgrade the U.S. credit. So, you know, my thought here is that we go back and most likely retest the lows. I don't know. I've been thinking that for a while, though, and haven't been right, but we haven't really made significant new highs either. So we're just kind of hanging out here near the top, and then we kind of bit it today, went down a little bit. So, and actually kind of after the initial drop today, you know, kind of kept kind of coming back. So we'll see what happens tomorrow after folks have had a night to sleep on it. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music. This is Oliver Trolley with Face to Face. See ya!
Daybreak, no time to be wasted. Face to face with the fakest of faces. Took a trip to all the right places. Gathered cash and ended up famous. Burning holes in our pocket. Saw something that we wanted and got it. Educated out from the office. I believe was never a path to cross. But we can feel it right around our chest. Was it a celebration or a test?
Side.